This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's guilty plea that will allow him to walk free.
The Justice Department has disclosed that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reached a plea agreement with the federal government that will allow him to avoid any additional prison time and will also allow him to return to his native Australia. This deal is the culmination of a years-long criminal case that really became a matter of international intrigue and a real saga that played out across multiple continents. The U.S. government had been trying for years to extradite him to face Espionage Act charges.
AP's Eric Tucker reporting. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on reactions to a new video of Hamas militants kidnapping Israeli hostages on October 7th.
A new video has been released showing Hamas's capture of three male hostages near the Gaza border on October 7th. In the video, militants cart three hostages, including Hirsch Goldberg Polin, back to Gaza. Rachel Goldberg, the mother of Hirsch, said she wanted to share the video with others during an AP interview.
262 days in, a lot of people are thinking about these hostages as just this clump of people, not individuals. And we personally feel this is our son. We want the world to see what happened to our son on the 7th.
Goldberg Polin is seen with a tourniquet tied around his arm. Witnesses have said he was injured when attackers tossed grenades into the shelter where people had taken refuge from the attack. Hamas has since released a video of him in captivity with part of his left arm amputated. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A senior official with the U.N. Health Agency says a reconnected U.S.-built pier off the coast of Gaza Strip cannot supply Palestinians with anywhere near the level of aid they need. The head of the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean made the remarks after the U.S. military began delivering aid. This is VOA News. The U.S. is expected to announce Tuesday it is sending an additional $150 million in critically needed munitions to Ukraine. This is according to two U.S. officials, spoke on condition of anonymity. The latest military aid package comes as Russia is accusing Ukraine of using U.S.-provided munitions to strike inside Russia or Russian-held territory. On Monday, Russia summoned the American ambassador to protest what it says was the use of U.S.-made advanced missiles in a Ukrainian attack on Crimea that reportedly killed four people and wounded more than 150. Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Kenyan President William Ruto on Monday sent off the first 400 group of police officers for the United Nations peace mission in Haiti.
This mission is one of the most urgent, important, and historic in the history of global solidarity.
Ruto expressed confidence a Kenyan contingent, together with others from contributing countries, will help in returning lasting peace in the conflict-ravaged Haiti. He said the Haiti Transitional Presidential Council and the Prime Minister have shared with him their expectations. The officers will support the Haitian police in restoring public safety and security. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports residents of Ruidoso, New Mexico, are now making an emotional return to their fire-ravaged village.
It's just so incredibly devastated.
Pam Bonner's home was spared.
I don't know that it'll ever be the village of Ruidoso again.
Parts of the village remain off limits as search teams go house to house looking for the remains of people still unaccounted for. Mayor says 29 are on the list. Two people are known dead.
And it's breaking my heart to know that these poor people that have lost their lives, that have lost their homes.
The FBI is offering up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrests and convictions of those responsible for the human-caused fires.
Somebody started this on purpose.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran's presidential candidates have discussed the country's foreign policy in a three-hour live debate, promising to seek better relations with other nations and work to have sanctions on their country lifted. The televised debate was the fourth in a series of five ahead of Friday's election, which comes following a helicopter crash last month that killed the Iranian president, Ebrahim Raisi, and seven others. The final debate will be Tuesday. All the candidates pledged to try to have Western sanctions on Iran lifted. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.